Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you just a few questions concerning the problems facing the nation and the state and your local community. Can you be so kind, share your opinion? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote in the state of Michigan?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your question.
I'm sorry, sir. I was just trying to get your attention to stay on the line so we can do a research study. We're just conducting an opinion survey in regards to the problem facing the nation, the state, and your local community. Can you be so kind, share your opinion? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote? My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're just an opinion firm.
I see. Okay.
And I would like to include your response to the study. I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote in the state of Michigan?
Yes.
Thank you. And then just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me in what year were you born? Just a year.
1939.
Thank you. And it's a pleasure talking to you. Not moving right along. I know I'm still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably 50-50, or you will not vote?
I will vote.
Almost certain? Should I record that as your answer?
I'm certain that I will vote.
Okay. Yeah. If you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? Can you think of one for the sake of
order? The southern border.
Can you be more specific? When you say the southern border, it means like the immigration reforms or the chaos with the migrants?
Well, the question is, what will they do with all those people once they get here? So jobs for them and housing and so forth would be my concern.
Understood. And thank you for sharing your opinion. Now, yeah. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, you skipped that one?
Well, that's personal. Skip that one. That's personal.
I understood, sir. And believe me, all your answers are completely confidential. Okay, but can you please, you know, like I said, we just conduct for a research study only purpose. And, you know, it's strictly confidential, all your answers, believe me. But can you please indicate who you vote for, or you still don't want to share that with me?
I would not like to say who I voted for in the past or who I will vote for in the future. I'm more interested in the issues than the person.
I understand, and that's very smart. A very smart thing to do. You know, in thinking again about this November, the election, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for the independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Republican Donald Trump?
I would not care to answer that.
Okay. You don't lean towards any of them just for the sake of a research?
Am I what?
Do you lean to any of them just for the sake of a research, if you can share
no.
that? Okay.
The research does not matter. It's daily living. The life every day is what, and the news every day would be
and
my influence factor.
Right.
The news that I see on TV.
Understood. And I'm glad you mentioned that because we're going to talk about that and, you know, as we move forward. But that's exactly what we do in this study, sir. So we can get a feedback. And so they get to them and see how we can make things better. But I respect your point of view. Now, sir, can you please, you know, indicate on this one, like some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for while others are still considering their options, not regardless of who you plan to vote for. Can you please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using the scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. Now, Joe Biden, what number from 0 to 100?
I won't say.
Sorry, just for the sake of research, as a reminder, you know, all your answers are completely confidential.
For the research, sake of research, I have not decided.
Understood. And Donald Trump, same questions, same options?
I have not decided.
Understood, sir. Okay. Now, in thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
I have not decided that either.
And you also don't lean to any of them?
I would not wish to say.
I understand. Okay. Well, let me just a moment. Now, sir, and who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Donald Trump and the Republican Party, or Joe Biden and Democratic Party? Who do you trust more when it comes to that issue?
Well, it's not a matter of trusting who the person is. It's a matter of this, our society and what we can and cannot do to help others when we haven't really helped so many people who are already present.
Understood.
So many people are present and who need help that they don't get. Veterans of Vietnam War, 50% of the, a large percentage of the people on the homeless roads are Vietnam veterans, and we haven't been able to get them to some place to live yet. So I would not know.
Okay. So you don't trust any of them?
I wouldn't say that. I would just say we need to start at home. We need to clean up our situation, our current situation, before we move on to the future.
Understood. But, you know, think about it. They're the ones who make the laws that rule that the way we live. So that's why these studies are being conducted, you know, because your opinion really matters. When it comes to the issue of immigration, who do you trust more, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
I would not like to say who I trust.
Okay.
And I have a heart condition and cannot talk any longer.
All right, sir. Thank you for your patience. Bye-bye.
Okay.